Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chav Gimel. And again, the next daf will be tomorrow night. I'm giving other shiur, the Parsha shiur tomorrow night, and another shiur, so I can't give the daf tomorrow night. But the Parsha shiur is tomorrow night. Tuesday, we'll have Tuesday morning, we'll have Tuesday's daf at 20 to 7 here, 20 to 7. And Tuesday night, we'll have Wednesday's daf. We'll do that after Meir, because Wednesday morning is the long slichas. So we'll have a double on Tuesday. All right, good? Okay. Unless you want to do a double back-to-back on Tuesday. But we'll see. We'll talk about it later. Anyway, so we are on Chav Beis Amabeis. Chav Beis Amabeis, towards the bottom. So the last line we just said was that a Ovid Kalchavim. Again, as we said yesterday, are we talking about specifically Ovdei Kalchavim, like the Meiri said in very uncertain, very certain terms, that certain types of societies that were more involved in this type of illicit behavior, and not only with females, humans, but even with animals. And as the Gemara said, that's why we can put our animals in certain types of stables, because we're worried that revia will take place. And the last line we quoted was from Rabbi Yochanan, that when the Nachash was with Chava, he told Bazuama, he put Zuama into her, and that's why they might want to be with the animals instead of the wife. What about the Jews? Right? Chava is also our mother. The answer is, no, because Paska Zuhama son. The Zuama, the internal Tuma, left us at Har Sinai. The Mefarshim quotes and continued that by the Egel we got it back. After Har Sinai, by the Egel we got it back, but maybe we lost it again by Hadar Kiblua b'Meach HaShverosh. Either way, there's something different. But the Gemara is also quoted in Meseches Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. Sheba Nachash Al Chava Hita Bazuama Yisrael Shandra Al Arsinai Paska Zuamasan Obdi Kachavim Shloamdo Al Arsinai Lo Paska Zuamasan. Armalei Ravacha Bered the Rebel Ravashi. But there, the Gemara quotes and continues and says it's talking about a certain detail of a halacha there, a difference between Jews and non-Jews. The Gemara says Geirimai. What about Geirim? What about Geirim? Geirim should have the status of Jews regarding whatever halacha was talking about there. They weren't at Har Sinai, were they? So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Afal Gav De Inhu Lo Havi, Mazlayu Havi. Even though they weren't there, they're mazel. Does that mean they're neshama? Does that mean we each have a mazel up in Shemayim? Right, so Mazlayu Havi, Dechsiv Es Asher Yeshno Po Imanu Omer Hayom, Levnei Hashem Elokeinu Ve'es Asher Einenu Po. That is the Gemara. But first, I'm talking about maybe there's a wrong Gersa in Tosfos here, because look what Tosfos says in our Gemara. As if it's his own Chiddush, the bottom Tosfos on Chav Beis Mabeis, Ovdei Kalchavim Shlo Amdo Al Har Sinai, V'nire, our Gersa, De Geirim Nami Paska Zu Amasam, Hayne Mishum Davakav De Inu Lo Havi Mazlayu Havi. V'nire. It's a V'nire. He came up with that himself. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav. So that's what you see on the side. The Maram changes the Gersa. V'nira degaris nami gerim. Right? Put gerim also in there because he's quoting the Gemara in Shabbos. He's not coming up with his own chiddush. This is also a pshat, mentioned the Archas Chaim, one of the Rishonim, Rami Lunel. This also may be a pshat of what we say in the Haggadah. Ilu kervanu lufnei Har Sinai v'lonasan lanu esatora dayenu. So almost every Haggadah asks the question, what does that mean? What would Har Sinai have been without the Torah? So, we'll talk about one of them, the Shabbos. But Hashem, one answer. Another answer given is that, it's the Achdus. It's the Achdus of Yichat Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Says Ar Chas Chaim, it says Gemara. We would have had Paska Zuha Masan. We would have lost that internal Tumah, even with just the experience, even without receiving the Torah. Okay, so that relates to the end of yesterday's discussion. So now we continue, Ibailuhu, says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Ophos mai. Is there a worry about birds? Right, the worry about this type of society is animal revia. What about birds? Somewhat unusual, and we might think even impossible. What about birds? Atashma. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda. Again, we've had many times in this Masechta, Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. Here he's quoting Shmuel. Mishum Rav Yehuda, Mishum Rav Yechanina. Ani ra'isi Ovid Kochavim, Shelokach Avaz Menashuk. I saw an Ovid Kochavim who bought a goose. Rava Chanka Tzala Va'achla. He was with it, he killed it, and then he roasted and ate it. I saw an Aravi who brought a certain type of also a limb of an animal. The assumption here is we're talking about a bird, because that's the context. And shaped it in a way to use for the act. Rabat salav achlan again. So you see there's a chash. Even by birds. Rachman al itzlan. Okay, that was all. We got a little off Derech Agav, off of the specific answer, but that was all related to answer number one to a question. What question? We had a question all the way at the top of the Amud. Remember the question? We started off the first Mishnah in the Perek. First Mishnah in the Perek says you're not allowed to be mamid animals in the Puntako Shalte Chachavim because you're worried about Revia. But the Brisa, the Tosefta in Perek Beis, the Tosefta right here in Perek Beis says you're allowed to buy animals from them for Karbanos. And you're not worried about Revia. So answer number one was, well, it depends on your animals and their animals. That was Rav's answer, right on the sixth line of Chaf Beis Mabeis. Rav's answer, our animals versus their animals. So now we have two more answers. Ravina Amar. Ravina is going back on that original question. Ravina Amar, as Rashi says, Mahadil Terutse Masisinu Braisa. Ravina Amar Lokasha. Hal Lachadchila Hadieved. Depends, we're talking about Lachadchila and Bedieved, meaning when it comes to, am I allowed to put my animal there and I'm worried about whether something will happen? That's a lechadchila situation and therefore I am not allowed to do that. Bidieved, what does bidieved mean in this context? Do I assume that something already occurred? That I don't have to assume. That's what Rashi says. Ubraisa diktani and choshishin on the third line. Mishum roveya, mishum nirba, dieved. De mishum lishaavar kabos lamisra, dilmakfar rava, ulakfar arva alochashinan. So if you notice, this is an unusual usage of lachadchil and bidieved. Usually lachadchil is what should you do. Bidieved, if it already happens, okay, don't have to worry about it. Here, what do you mean? This is bidieved. Am I allowed to buy the animal from a guy? That sounds pretty lachadchil to me. And yet that's called bidieved in this context. Bidieved means really asid and avar. That's really what the Gemara here means by lechadchila and bidieved. That's what the Ritva says, the Feirish, that this is similar to what it says in Maseches Gittin. Sometimes shema yamus chayshinan, shemeis lo chayshinan. Maybe you're worried about yomus, something will happen, but shemeis lo chayshinan. Right, in the context of whether you know if somebody died or not, in the context of a get. That's the Ritva. What's the Svara? What's the Svara? Why do we have such a distinction? If they're Choshed al Ravia, so why aren't we worried even in the Bidieva situation? You shouldn't be able to buy animals from them. So the Ritva says it's regular rules of Chazakas. Regular rules of Chazakas. What? Anan Hachi Kamrinan. To the Chadchila Kein Mishnah Seinu Chayshin and Shema Yirva. Avo Bidieva, Lamashakfar Amad, Bershusam, Lo Chayshin and Shema Rava, Umukmina Lala Behema, Aches Kasa. Right? It's Chazaka. Every behema has a cheskas, not nirba, and then therefore it has a chazaka, chazaka not being kosher when it's alive. But in terms of a hilchas karbanas, it has a chazaka of not being asur, and therefore that continues unless we know otherwise. But to put it in the situation where we think maybe the chazaka will change because of what we're doing, so that is what we would be worried about. Says the Gemara, Ubinat Timra, the shiny ben lachachila ben l'diavet. How do you know that you'd have such a distinction in halacha? It's done, because the Mishnah says here, the next line of our Mishnah, isha imahem, chashudin al harayos. A woman is not allowed to have yichud with them, because they're chashud al harayos. Viraminhi, and yet, we learned in Ksubis, ha'isha, that, and so that's halachachila. That's halachachila. Halachachila is, she shouldn't have yichud with them. Bid the Eved, what if she was captured, v'raminhu, ha'isha sh'nechmasha b'dei ovid kochavim, right, this is a second parak of Ksubis discussion, all the shvuya gemaras and mishnayis, ha'isha sh'nechmasha b'dei ovid kochavim, a woman who was captured by ovdei kochavim, al yidei mamon, if she was captured because it was a monetary issue, she owed them money, so she was captured, muteris labayla, that we don't assume that anything happened between them, we don't assume that they would have wanted to lose their money, and therefore, if they would have done something, maybe they would have lost their money in the end. So therefore, Muteris Labayla, she's mutter to her husband. Aide Nefashos, Asura Labayla. But if it was an issue of Nefashos, that she was Chayeves, Chayemisa, then Asura Labayla, we assume that they didn't really care about her, and she would be Neeseres Albayla. We'll get back to that halach in a second. But what's going on here? Aide Mamma Muteris Labayla, but she had Yichud with them. Sheyichud Rabbi Kochavim. So El Alav Shmami Na. What must you see? The difference? Shiny lun, bein lechadchila ledieved. So what do you see? There's a difference in lechadchila and bedieved. Lechadchila, you can't have the yichud, but bedieved. Once you have the yichud, we don't have to assume anything occurred. Period. Rashi here has two opinions. Also, Maseches Ksubis, he has these two opinions. Well, whose wife are we talking about? What type of man? Is it an Anashas Kohen or an Anashas Yisrael? Right? Big Shiloh. Are we worried about Ones, or are we only worried about Ratzon? If we're only worried about Ones, then it doesn't matter. Even if there was an Ones, Eishes Yisrael would be okay. If we're worried about a Kohen, then even Chashash Ones. That's what Rashi says in Rashi Dim Raskal Teda, right in the middle of the Amud. The Is Demukmi La Be'eishes Kohen. The Mitzvah Ba'ones. Some say this issue is about an Eishes Kohen, and therefore what? And therefore, when the Gemara says Muteres Al Yedei Mamon, it means zero. We don't think anything happened. Zero. But Rashi says Verishon Iker, but I like the other pshat. I think we're talking about an Eishes Yisrael, meaning we don't think that she was Beratzon at all, because she maybe would have thought that her life was in danger and therefore would have tried to do something Beratzon. We don't think that, and therefore talking about Eishes Yisrael. And Eishes Yisrael, if she was Nanas, she was Nanas, but we don't assume anything happened on her behalf. Tosas also says this, has these two days. First wide line of Tosas. I de mamon muteres labayla, pirish akuntris, de mairi be'eshes Yisrael. Just heard somebody just recently talking about, whenever we see pirish akuntris, should we inspire us? Rashi didn't write on paper. Think about what Rashi did in his lifetime. I mean, if we were just write, copy over Rashi's commentary and everything he wrote a commentary on, Shas, Tanakh, not just Chumash, Tanakh. If we would just, you know how long it would take us to write it over? And now, what if we would write it over on leaves? With sticking the quill in? How long would that take us to write it? Let alone to think about what to write? Let alone to write a few mahaduras? But Rashi wrote Kuntrasin. Rashi didn't have paper. It just adds to the mind-boggling feats of Rabban Shel Yisrael. Kuntras! Pirush HaKuntras. He left his notebooks, right? That's what he wrote his notebooks. He wrote a little shy on it, Shlomo Yitzchaki, and then he added on the Reishi afterwards, Rashi. That was Rashi. So Pirush HaKuntras is already a Musar Shmuz right there. Right? The first few days, 3 nights before Rosh Hashanah. I gotta throw in something. Pirush HaKuntras to Mari Be'eshes Yisrael. Rashi says we're talking about Eishes Yisrael, but Kasha, Im Kane. If we're talking about Eishes Yisrael, Heichi Muchach to Sharya B'Dieved. So how does that prove anything that it's mutar b'dieved? Mishum da amrinon da vadelo nivola. Oh, nothing happened. How does that prove anything? Dilma lo meim lo chad nivola. The Gemara is trying to prove there's a difference between lechadchila and b'dieved. No, maybe we assume the act happened, but it's not a problem in this context. Unlike the animal case, which it would be a problem. If we're talking about Eishes Yisrael, there wouldn't be a proof, says Tosfos. Miu lo hakishar ye mishum da Eishes Yisrael shenivola ba'ones mutares. V'yein lo osur mishum shem and isratzis. We're not worried about it. So therefore, Tosas argues, he holds like the other pshat of Rashi. L'kach nir l'farish, d'vade mairi b'eishes kohen. We're for sure talking about b'eishes kohen, da'af ba'ones asura, who is also even ba'ones, v'hachamu teres, d'amrina v'adai lo nivala. Okay, so that's Tosas is very strongly argues with Rashi, who thinks that we're talking about an eishes kohen. Rashi likes the other pshat. More discussion of this is back in Maseches Ksubis on Daf Chav Vav Mabes. Continuing the Gemara. Mi mai. Right, we just quoted, this is a proof, l'chadchila b'dieved. So the Gemara says, mi mai, dilmo li'olamein l'chadchila b'dieved amilo. Maybe even b'dieved, it is a problem. Meaning, even d'eved, you shouldn't be able to buy an animal because from an Ovid Kochavim because you assumed it was revia. V'hacha hainu taima, de misyar mishim hefsa mamono. Maybe the only issue here by the captors, don't bry it from here that could be an answer. No, maybe he's just worried, he doesn't want to lose his money. And he thinks if he plays as funny business with the wife, then he's going to lose his money. But maybe, really, in theory, other cases of dieved, meaning avar, you would be choshish that something happened. And if you are choshish that something happened, you cannot buy from them, and that's not a good answer. Between the Mishnah and the Tosefta. Teda, after all, Diktani Seifa, Idenafashos Asur Labaila. You see Idenafashos, she's Asur. That's also dieved, that's also about the past. And you see it's Asur. So it must be that's not a good answer. Vesulo midi. So don't ask, don't try to say it again, because we reject that answer. That's why we're going to have to come up with a third answer of Rebbe Pidas. But even before we do that, Tosus here says, Vesulo midi. Tosus. Pirish, devada, hefsin mamun shiny. Hefsin mamun, that must be the reason here. But really, avar, avo yichud ba'alma ema, da'asra api di evan. But if there's just yichud, that's asra even bi di evan. Tosus then asks, Akasha on life. Tema. Im kain. Lo hi nach the bas lavram avinu. Eish is kohen, yoshevet tachas baila. De e efshar shalot tisyachid im shum obid kochav im shah achas. There's got to be some time in an Ashes Cohen's life that maybe she might have had yichud with an Ovi Kochavim. And if she ever had yichud with an Ovi Kochavim, what did we just say here? Fundamentally, rechoshed. So how could an Ashes Cohen can't live? Tosfos is l'shitaso, that we're talking about an Ashes Cohen. So how can you live? Even deleka hefsin mamon chayshina. There's no issue of hefsin mamon, so it'd be choshed. Again, hilchas yichud, which we have to have discussed at some point, applies to Jews and non-Jews. But l'maisa, maybe it happened. And if it happened, we're going to say that a Kohen has to divorce his wife. Chmana Litzlan. The Yeshlom Martosa gives two answers. Either Dein Zeh L'Dichi Ba'alma. Don't take the Gemara so literally. It's not saying that fundamentally we are Choshed. No, we're just knocking it out the answer. We're saying maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Vaday not. Maybe not. That she got a good answer. Number one. Or Tosa says, V'yo Yeshlomar, one more line down. The Afilu L'Fiya Maskana Ein Le'esar Yichud Muat. Even according to the Maskana, what is Nechbisha? Nechbisha means you're captured for a while. I'm not talking about Stam Yichud for a couple of minutes. Maybe the Isra of Yichud applies there, but not the Chashash that something happened with the Novi Kochavim. The Dafka Nechbisha Shaini Lefishi he Mesur Biado. Kein Behema. He has her as a captive. The Hacha de Biado Larava. Aval Hecha She'ena Tachas Yado Shalavi Kochavim Klal. The Echola Litzok, she could scream. The Yehelo Moshia. And somebody will save her. Fa Dai Ovi Kochavim Mursis. Vein La Osra Lo Se Yichud. Can't ask her for that. So don't compare Nechbisha case to a case of a little Yichud. Obviously, I mean, you can't have any Yichud. But this is what Tosfos suggests. Okay. Related to this is a sugya that we've discussed at length in the past, but I'll quote you a source that I don't think I've ever quoted related to it. And that is, because this Gemara is brought as a raya, the Shvus Yaakov. So you won't know what sugya it is yet. The Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Beisim in Kuf Yud Zayin, Sheila Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. It's the same case that's discussed in the Noda B'Yehuda. Siya Shabnei Adam Shahalchu Baderech. Noda B'Yehuda was, I think, a little bit after, right? He was 1723. Of Yaakov Reischer, the Shvus Yaakov, some of the Yehuda was after. So says the Shvus Yaakov. The case is Rachmana Litzlan. There was a case of a group of families that were traveling, and they stopped at a certain malone next to a forest, and there were Rotschanim, murderers that plundered. They came plundering in, and they were going to kill everybody. The Kasher Rosh, Etzaras, and Sara, Shamdu Alein Laharogosam. Oz hifkira atzma ha'isha beretzon b'ayla Yisrael. A case that we've discussed, a woman, in order to save everybody's life, she was mafkeres atzma. She went and she was mezana with one of the captors in order to try to get him to not kill everybody else. Ba'yidei kein itzilosam. And it worked. Baruch Hashem. V'yachshav ba'ayla l'shola. Now though, the poor husband, the poor wife, the husband comes and says, can I stay married to my wife? E ishta mutarislo, kivan shen naasis bisad ones, ritzicha bertzona, veishes Yisrael, she, can't read, it's rubbed out, mutarislo baila, oz yikabos chara laprisha, v'keitzid yisnaik. L'maisa, what is this case? This is the case that we've discussed, and that is a maisa beratzon in a situation of ones. What is that considered? What is that considered in halacha? Is it considered ratzon or not? Tshuva, hinei l'chara dinzat pashat varach lefaneinu, b'tshuva's maharik. We've quoted a three-way machlokas in the past, but he quotes the Maharik, who's the middle shita. The Maharik says, what she did was wonderful. What she did was, hatzalas pikuach nefesh, wonderful, amazing. She should be lauded. She should be applauded. But she's asura labayla, because it was ratzon. She was allowed to do it. She could have done it. It was a mitzvah. That's what the Maharik says. And the Shvus Yaakov follows suit. Avagad the shaper of the latzolas atzma the harabim umikri anusa leinyan zeh delomien shaloha kivan the asta l'shma kimo yael the Esther kmikal makom kivan to be losa haisa beretzon and esar asal baila. Right. That's why it says he quotes the Maharik by Esther Hamalka kasher avadati avadati. Esther Amalka became Aser, the Gemara says. What do you mean it was Aser? That's the Raya. Obviously, Esther Amalka couldn't have done anything wrong. It was Esther Amalka. She was Lavsha Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara says. She obviously wasn't doing an Aveira. She wouldn't have gotten Ruach HaKodesh at that moment. But it must be that even though it was a mitzvah that she did, but she was Nesera Savayla. And then Yael too. Yael and Yonah Dioma. Yael killed Sisera. Sisera's mother cried 100 kolos. So Yael, also the Gemara says, was Boel Sisera 7 times. And even though it doesn't, the Gemara, the Psukim only say, it's only an illusion. The Psukim only says that she gave him warm milk. But, again, Yael is the Gemara says in Mesechus Nazir that she did not Aveira Lashma. And the Maharik assumes that Yael was also Ne'aser Asabayla. Right? That the, that's what the quote that, is quoting here for the Maharik. Okay, so that is the Shuva of the Shvus Yaakov. But then he quotes, why are we doing this now? V'chein nirali raya brura mi mishnah d'ksubis ha'isha shenech b'shai dina fashos asura labayla. Right, a woman who was captured, Adina Fashos, Asura Labayla. Why? Why is she Asura Labayla? What, if she was Nanas, then she wouldn't be Asura Labayla. Unless you're talking about Ashes Kohen. V'chein das Rabba Poskim, Dafil Labayla Yisrael Asura, many Rishonim. Right? Rashi, among them. The Shemin Isratza, Shlo Yargena. You know what? It must be that we're Choshe, that she did, she was Misratza, so to save their lives. And what does it say? It's she's an Aseres Labayla. So the Chay Nir Ali Dishazu Asur Labayla Af Shein Kan Nidnu Davera. Tragic case. She Astol Atzolas Rabim Mikomakom Aseres Labayla Kmo Yal VeEsther. Right? He assumes like Yal and Esther Ivrim Biasagam Kain Haisa Baonis Mamish Pashul Leheter Dim Nitfasa Mutares Bemakom Labala Hakmar Latzmo Misada Chumra. If as she was doing it, going up to try to be seduce him, the captor grabbed her and was Ma'anisir, then the Shvus Yaakov says she's Mutaris Labayla. And don't think you have to be Machmir, Chas V'Shalom, for an Eishes Chaya like that. But if it was totally from her side of things, then she would be Nesaros Labayla. That's the Shvus Yaakov, that's following the Maharik. If you remember, we discussed the Noda Yehuda on the one hand and the Chachma Shlomo on the other hand. The Noda Yehuda says, no, it's in that type of case, it's usher for her to even do it. Aye, what about Esther, what about Yael? That's Hatzalas Kol Yisrael. Hatzalas Kol Yisrael is different than Hatzalas, even 20 Jews. It was Hatzalah of the whole nation, and therefore only they were allowed to do it, even though they became Nesaros Habayla, but they were exceptions to the rule. On the other hand, the Chacham Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Eben Ezer, says, I think it's Mutter, and she's not Nesaros Habayla. And says the Chacham Shlomo, if you look at the end of that Shuvah of the Ma'arik, Yael, it says, Eishas Chever Akeni. In the song, Shira Zvora, she's still called Eishas Chever Akeni. How can you say she's Nesaros Habayla? That's his Raya. She's still called Eishes Chever Akeni. So it must be that she is not Nesaros Labayla. It doesn't say, only Esther, it says in the Gemara. Nesaros Labayla. So what's wrong with Esther? Because Esther, says the Chacham Shlomo, was too many steps. It wasn't like Yael, who was tiring out Sisera in order to kill him. By Esther, it was to get on Achashverosh's good side, to then invite him to a party, in order to get Haman. It was too many steps. Too many steps. That's why Esther was considered Nesaros Labayla. Okay, so that is all. Some review and some new of what we have discussed in the past. Third answer to the question. Rav was yesterday, Ravina was today, and now third answer. Again, what's the stira? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to let your animal have yichud with an Ovei Kochavim because you're worried that he's going to commit a bestiality with the animal, and the Tosefta says you're allowed to buy one of his animals for a carbon, even though Nirba is also to a carbon. So if you saw my lokasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer harabanan, machlokas tanoim. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says in Meseches Para. Always got to get excited, because we're not going to do it in Dafyomi, Taurus, except for Nida. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says in Para. Paras, Tanan Gabi Paras Chatas. It says, Ba Paras Chatas, which is another name for Para Aduma. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Eina Nikachazim, and Ovdi Kochavim. Rebbe Eliezer says, you're not allowed to buy a Para Aduma from an Oved Kochavim. You're about to ask, what about Dama Ben Nesina? That's on tomorrow's daf. That's Hashem. The Dama Ben Nesina daf is coming up tomorrow. Hashem B'chacham Matirim. The Chacham say it's Mutter. So what's this machlokas about? What's the machlokas whether you're allowed to buy a Parah Aduma from a non-Jew or not? My lapa kamiflagi. To Rebbe Eliezer Sabar Chayshina L'Raviya. Rebbe Eliezer must say you can't because you're Choshesh for Raviya. And he's the author of our Mishnah. For Rabbanan Sabar Lo Chayshina L'Raviya. I want to say not. And he's the author of the, and they're the author of the Tosefta. So maybe that's the answer to the stira. Samara says, no, mimai, how do you know that's the answer? Dilma de kuliyama lo chayshin le Raviya. Maybe nobody's worried about Raviya. Even Rabbi Eliezer is not, even Rabbi Eliezer is not worried about Raviya. Fahacha hainu taima. This is the reason. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So amazing. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is before, now Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Separate issue, a separate chashash. Not Raviyah, but a different one. He niach alein uda shel sakin psula. We know the halacha is by paraduma that if the paraduma is not allowed to have worked at all, it's a special psul only for paraduma. No other carbon has it. No, every carbon, I can work my animal and give it as a carbon. Only paraduma has an isser, not an isser, but if it has a yoke on it, then it's nifsal, it becomes pasul. So, Rav says, if you just put, let's say you put a couple of empty bags on the back of the animal, pasla, that ruins it. Ube egla, but by egla arufa, there's a lot of comparisons between para aduma and egla arufa. The animal brought for the anonymous corpse found in between two cities. Ashetim shokhma, no, by egla arufa, the avoda that asers it is, you gotta pull it. You can't just put something on it. So marsav achashinan, marsav alochashinan. So maybe that's the issue between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. It's not an issue of Raviyah, it's an issue of whether you're choshesh that the guy put a couple of bags on the back and didn't tell you about it. So isn't that what they're arguing about? Says the Gemara, no, lo salkataituch. That can't be what they're arguing about. Mishum nicha purta lo masituva. Because he wants to put a couple of bags down for a minute and he can't find any other place to put them, he's not going to lose so much money because he knows paradumas are very rare. And he knows the Jews would give a lot of money for it. So therefore he wouldn't do that. So that cannot be what the machlokas is. Look, Marcy, one second. Hakanami, lemim shemanah portalom afsetuva. Why don't you say here too? By the animal, because he could give this animal to the Jew as a carbon, so he won't do it. Look, Marcy, no. Hasam yisro tofo. When the Yetzirah gets involved, he can't really think straight. Can't really think logically. So therefore, yisro tofo. He wants to be with this animal. So therefore, even if you're right, it makes sense not to, but he wants to be with this animal. Says the Gemara Vidilma to Kuliyam Alochashin L'Ravi. So what are we up to now? Before Vidilma? We're back to the previous state. Maybe it's the Machlokas Tanaim of the Chashash Raviya or not. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Vidilma to Kuliyam Alochashin L'Raviya. Maybe we're not worried about Raviya. V'hachahainu Taimad Rabbi Lezer, Kidatani Shila. Maybe it's, again, nothing to do with our Mishnah and Tosefta. But the issue is like about Shela, the Tani Shila, my time at Rebbe Eliezer. It's a special drasha. Taber al b'nei Yisrael b'yikhu elecha. Right, the pasuk at the beginning of Chukas. B'nei Yisrael yakichu, vein ovdikochavim yakichu. See the bottom Rashi? He says you could read it via yakichu. The gavos of not putting in nekudos into the Torah. There's a tshuva of the Radvaz that says that was done b'dafka. There's no nekudos, so we could read it in various different ways and learn different halachas from it. So you could read it, take it, buy it from a Jew and not from a non-Jew. So maybe that's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Lo saka daitach. Now that can't be his svara. The Ketani Seifa. Because the end of that Mishnah in Parah says, V'chein ha'yir Rabbi Eliezer posa b'chol ha'kabanos kulan. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't get it from a non-Jew for all kabanos. And if it's like what Shela says, the issue is Yakichu, Bishlama Paradiksiv Kicha. Only by Paraduma has this pasik. Ela Kulhu Karbanos Kicha Ksivahu. Doesn't say that by other Karbanos. So that can't be. So again, another knockout. That can't be the reason for Rabbi Eliezer, the special drasha of Yakichu. So at the end of the day, we say maybe that is Rabbi Eliezer's reason, that you cannot buy it. So, at this point, Rabbi Eliezer, it works, is the author of our Mishnah. You can't be Mamid, and he would also say you can't buy for a carbon. But now we're going to, Rabbi Eliezer worked, but now we're going to try to knock out the Rabbanan. V'dilma, atkan l'pligi Rabbanan alei Rabbi Eliezer, when did the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? Ela bipara, didameha yikarin. They say, by a paraduma, which is very expensive, we had that also in Masechta Shavuos, about the paraduma being very expensive. So maybe there we're not choshed. Aval b'shar kabanas modilei. But maybe they'll admit to him by other kabanas. So maybe you can say it's a machlokas tanoim, and they're the author of the Tosefta. So Gemara says, one second, ve'elohad etanya lochan mei behemel karban. We have a brisa that says you're allowed to. Mani, lo Rabbi Eliezer v'lo Rabbanan. Right? There's got to be somebody who says it, that you're allowed to buy. The O Tanya Behedya, and also we learned in the Brisa of Beferish. My Osivi Le Chavruhi Le Rebbe Eliezer. What did the Rabbanan answer Rebbe Eliezer? Kolson Kedar Yikav Sulach. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, all the sheep of the nation of Kedar, which is a non-Jewish nation, will be gathered to you. Ya'alu Al Ratzo Mizbachi. Period. Right? So therefore you see the Rabbanan do have to say that you're allowed to buy, because somebody's got to say it. So at this point, we accept the answer. The answer is accepted, that the Mishnah, the Tosefta, is really a Machlokas Tanaim. Once Paraduma was brought up a little bit, so we continue talking about Paraduma. Yeah, that's why Dama Ben Asina made it into Shas. Ad kan lo pligi. El Rashi says, Ad kan is a milsa ba'ape nafshe. It's a new statement. Ad kan lo pligi. El bechshasha. The only machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer is when we don't know. Are we choshesh that something happened to this animal? Aval hecha devandai rava pasla. But if it was for sure, if the animal was for sure used for an illicit act, it's for sure puzzle. Shmami, no, what do you see from here? It must be a paraduma is considered kachi mizbeach. A real carbon, because only a real carbon becomes puzzle, an inherent carbon becomes puzzle for revia. Di kachi betek abayis, because if it's considered kachi betek abayis, mi mifsula ba revia, does revia puzzle it? By betek abayis, it could be redeemed. So it shouldn't be puzzle. Remember, paraduma is this fascinating example that the whole avodah of the paraduma is done on Har HaZeisim. It's not done on the Beis HaMikdash. So is that a carbon or not? Right? You build a special ramp, you burn it on Har HaZeisim, right? Is that a carbon? Could you have a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? All the avodah is done, and the avodah is dafka done by the Skan Kohen Gadol. Right, so you have a lot of details about paraduma that require elaboration, but that's why the Gemara discusses: is it betek abayis? Is it ketushas mizbeach? As we discussed, so if it's betek abayis, so revia shouldn't possel it. So, and the fact that it's possel, it must be therefore that it is kache mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Shiny para dechatas kar yerachmana. No, paraduma is maybe para is different. Really, it is kache betek abayis. For this halacha, it's called, it has a kedushas aguf status, because it's called a chatas, it's called a carbon chatas, by the Torah. So that's why for this specific psul, it's called kedushas, it has kedushas aguf status. But really, inherently, maybe it is kedushas betek abayis. Interesting, if you just look in the Rambam's lashon in Hilchas Para, the Rambam does not give away anything. I didn't see Mepharshim talk about this so much, but the Rambam says in Paraduma, Aleph Zayin, Kol HaMumin HaPoslim B'Kachim Poslim B'Para. Any mum, any blemish that passes by a carbon, passes by a para. Shenemar Asher Ein Ba Mum. Haisa, we'll get to that next line in a second. Shekol HaPosel As HaKachim L'Mizbech Posel As HaPara. Af Al Pi Shehu Ki Kachim Bedek Abayis. Even though it's like Kachim Bedek Abayis, that's how the Rambam reads our Gemara. The Rambam reads our Gemara. You know what the maskana is here? Paraduma is ki kachi betek abayis. It's not kachi betek abayis. It's not kachi mizbeach. It's ki kachi betek abayis. A new category. Somewhere in the middle. That kaf adimyon. That's the Rambam. And once we have it, I turn the page already to mention the other Rambam in Par, which we mentioned a couple of months ago in a Parsha Shir. The Rambam writes that this is in Gimel Dalid, the Rambam writes, there were 9 para adumas in history so far. 9 para adumas. Teisha paras adumas nasa mishinasava mitzazu achachar pabayas ashniya, rishon asa moshe rabbeinu shniya asa Ezra, and then 7 from Ezra to churban abayas, va'asiris osa hamelach hamashiach. Mehira yigale. Rambam adds in those 2 words. We mentioned from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Parshas Chukas, a couple of months ago, that the Rambam adds in these 2 words, the Rambam is writing Mishnah Torah. Usually we wouldn't think when the Rambam gives a Dvar Torah, he'd be saying, and we should be Zoyche, be as good, Tzadim Harbi Bein Omei. And even if the Rambam did that at a Simcha, he wouldn't do that in Mishnah Torah. But he did. Meheri Yigale. The Rav Trevi said, because when you talk about Mashiach, you gotta add that in. By definition, that's the piece of Yeshua. So Yeshua means you have to have that reaction, that whenever something like that happens, Meheri Yigale. Number 10. Anyway, but what's important for us here is that the Rambam's middle category of ki kache bedek habayis. Continues the Rambam, the Gemara, elameata. If it's true then that it's called a chatos and it becomes pasul with a nirba, ti pasul be yotzei dofen. So a paraduma that was yotzei dofen, what we call cesarean, should also be pasul. And if you want to say that's true, Alama Tanya, but we learned in the Tosefta, Hikdisha Biyotzi Dofem Psula Reb Shimon Machshir. Reb Shimon allows it. How could Reb Shimon allow it? If we're saying it has all the same psulim. The Chitem Reb Shimon Latimeh. And if you want to say Reb Shimon is just going according to his own reasoning, Da Amar, because Reb Shimon holds by humans, Yotze Dofen Vlan Ma'al Yehu. The Reb Shimon holds by humans that a Yotze Dofen is a healthy, perfect, regular child, Vlad, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Modai Rabbi Shimon Lenikachem, Sheino Kadosh. No, it's not true. Even Rabbi Shimon admits for many Yotzei Dovan halachas by humans that has the status of a regular Derech Rechem, but for Karbanas, he agrees, Yotzei Dovan is a mum. Yotzei Dovan is considered a mum. Even though it doesn't have a mum, the Rambam says, it's considered a mum. If an animal is Yotzei Dovan, you can't bring it as a Karban. So we're back to the question of how far do you go? Once you're saying Paraduma is Pasul Mishim Nirba, so it should be Pasul Mishim Yotzei Dofen. How could Rabbi Shimon allow it? So Ella answers the Gemara. We'll get back to Yotzei Dofen soon. Zerat Hashem. Shiny Para. Paraduma is different. Hol Mum Posaba Dva'erba Vavador Zaranami Posaba. Don't ask me kashas about Paraduma. It has different halachas. Even if Paraduma is Kachim is Be'ach fully, still, since we know already that extra things passel it, a mum passels it, so too, an arayas, an erev, and a vodazor would also passel it. Dechsev, where do you know that from? Ki mashchasam bahem mum bam, v'tana divere b'yishmael, kamakam shnemer hashchasa, eno el dvar erev, v'avodazara. The language of hashchasam, mashchasam, denotes and reflects a vodazara and erev. Dvar erev, dechsev, ki hishchas kal basar, is darko al aretz. You see there, that it refers to arayas by the mabul. We have Odezara dechsev, pentashchisun, va'asisa mochem peso. V'haparanami hova mum posabad v'arerva v'arzachavim pasliba, period. So paraduma has special rules. Don't ask me so many kashas on paraduma, period. On this last line, kihishas kol basar as darkos, we know that even the animals went off the derech, so to speak, in the times of the mabul. They also intermingled with she'enon minon. I don't think we ever mentioned it in the Parsha Shir. Maybe we will this year, but I'll mention it now anyway. The Beis HaLevi, in the beginning of Noach, says, what does that mean? Animals have a taiva, a horse has a taiva for a crocodile, right? And animals that have no shayfas to each other have taivas for each other. People, they don't have taivas. Animals. So the Beis HaLevi explains, no. Beis HaLevi says, people influence their surroundings. It's the hashpah of the sviva. And not only do people influence their surroundings to other people, which is obvious, but even to the inanimate objects. Or not inanimate, even to the non-humans. That's the chiddush. And he quotes Midrashim to back this up. Maybe we'll do it inside at a future point. But that's the chiddush. That Beis HaLevi could be used for the importance of chevra, the importance of sviva. Because even the non-human elements of society at that time were affected. Yotzei Dofen, we're not going to go through the whole thing now, but if you want a major discussion of it, Encyclopedia Talmudis has 10 columns on Yotzei Dofen. All the different halachas where Yotzei Dofen, Caesarian, comes up. It comes up in the halachas, whether a Yoledis is, and every one is a Machlokas Tanoim. Almost every one is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether Yotzei Dofen is considered, like a non-Yotzei Dofen or not. You have to know if all of these connect. What about for Tumentara of Yoledus? What about for a baby that's born? Does the baby get a brismila on day 1 or on day 8? What about Bechor for Yerusha? What about a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen? What about for Bechor Behema? What about for Kachim Mizbeach? Every one of these. That's why it has 10 columns. You don't think Yotzei Dofen is so exciting. But there's a lot to discuss when it comes to Yotzei Dofen. Here in the Encyclopedia Talmudis has a lot on it. Just to give one source. And that's a Rambam. It's a much-discussed Rambam. If you never heard it, then it's a good one to know. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayis in Bechoros. The Mishnah there in Bechoros, Ches Beis, discusses a case where the Mishnah says, if you have a cesarean, a human being, a human baby, a cesarean, and then the next baby comes out, the Haba Acharav, Yotzei Dofen Haba Acharav, Shnehem Einon Bechor, Lo Lanachlo V'lo Lekohen. Neither, if the first baby is cesarean, if the first baby is a boy in cesarean, and the second baby is a boy, derech rechem, neither of them are bechor, right? For nachla or for a kohen, for pidyon ben. Rabbi Shimon Omer, harishon lenachla v'asheni lechamishlan. Shimon argues. Okay, says the Rambam, translated into Hebrew. Efsharis davar zeladaiti anihu shetei ha'isha mu'uberes b'shnayim. It must be we're talking about twins in this Mishnah. Says the Rambam. And the first one was taken out cesarean, and the second one was taken out derech rechem. The karu was dafna, v'otziu echad mehem, v'yachachach yatsa sheni kederech ha'olam. V'meisa achrei yitzias ha'sheni. Avomashim esaprim b'sipurim. That which they tell stories, says the Rambam. Sheyesh sheha'isha tichye acharei kriyas dafna v'tara v'teleid. That it's possible for a woman to have a vaginal delivery after having cesarean. Eini yodea lakach hezber, v'hu davar mufle ma'od. Says the Rambam, who is a famous doctor. My last name is Rosner, right? I can't deny the Rambam's medical knowledge. It's impossible. So obviously, even here in the footnotes of the Kampach, Mashaya Muflam Orbizman Rabbeinu, Harayim His Patchut Chachmas Rafil Biyameinu, Maisim Bechol Yom Bechol Olam, Karma Pamayim Pamim, Mitzadi Arechem Lamalo, Pam Beemsa, Lamais is possible. Happened to my wife, happened to Baruch Hashem, and happened to medicine change, Nishtanu Ativim, whatever the case is. But that's a very interesting Rambam to know. The Rambam says it can't be, there's a Derech Rechem birth after a Yotzei Dofen. Okay, let's just finish this up. Gufa, Tani Shela, my time at Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason that Rabbi Eliezer held that it was pasul? Dechsiv, Dabrel B'nai Yisrael, V'yichud, B'nai Yisrael, Yakichu, B'nai Yisrael, V'chavim Yakichu. That was Shela's suggestion. Ela Me'ata, Dabrel B'nai Yisrael, V'yichud, Li Truma, Hachanami, B'nai Yisrael, Yichud, B'nai Yisrael, V'chavim Yichu. What you want to say by Truma too? Only Jews could give donations to the Beis HaMikdash? To the base, and if you want to say that's true, well, you can only accept donations from Jews to the base of Mikdash? What about Dama Ben Nesina? And that's where we get into the Dama Ben Nesina in the next Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, make sure the next daf will be, what's today? Sunday. The next daf will be Tuesday morning, but Hashem, tentatively for now. If something changes, and we decide we'll do a double header on Tuesday night, then the people listening, maybe we'll do that. We'll discuss that after the tape is off. But if it's not up on Tuesday morning, for those of you listening, maybe check sometime in the afternoon, for it to be up then.